Senator John Edwards has been in office since 1996, but he says there's still plenty left for him to do in Richmond.
This year we got money for I-81 to help fix that. Not quite enough. That only fixes the interstate, so we need to work on the rural roads as well. Last year we got Medicaid expansion taken care of, which helps an awful lot, but we still need to work on prescription medication being entirely too high. The cost of health care is going up continually. I'm working on the Joint Commission on Health Care on that, so that still needs to be done.
Interstate 81 funding is one of the biggest talking points in this race. It's a big reason why independent Steve Nelson says he's running against Edwards.
I'm probably the most qualified candidate in 40 years to run. I was hired by former city manager Bern Ewart for my internship in graduate school. The other issue is transportation. Senator Edwards has been in office for 24 years, and the only improvement on Interstate 81 is an 8-lane bridge over Mason's Creek at 419. We get $4 billion a year from the Federal Highway Administration, and all that money is going to Richmond, and he's the seventh most powerful senator in the Commonwealth, and you think he'd use his influence to improve the lives and transportation in Southwest Virginia.
You're listening to a longer listen segment with Democratic State Senator John Edwards and Independent challenger Steve Nelson. Statewide, next week is all about whether Democrats will take full control of the General Assembly. Edwards says there's benefits if he's still in office and the Democrats take the reins.
The last time we were in charge back in 08 to 2012, I chaired the Rules Committee, for example. I was on the Rules Committee, and I've chaired the Rules Committee in 2014 when we were in majority for a short period of time. So I expect to be a chair of a major committee. Could be Rules Committee, could be the Courts Committee. I'm not really sure at this point, but I'll be in a position to really get things done.
Nelson says he'd prefer if the Senate stayed in GOP control.
Oh, I would definitely work better with the Republican Party. I'm pro-life. When I heard Governor Northam talk about delivering a baby and let it lay comfortably on the table and then make a decision on what to do with his life, I found that offensive. Also, I've been endorsed by the Virginia Civil Defense League. I am a Republican, and when 2015 when I ran, I just didn't care for the nomination process, and I had no political aspirations.
You're listening to a longer listen segment with Democratic State Senator John Edwards and Independent challenger Steve Nelson. Edwards said this when asked, what are the biggest issues facing Virginia?
Public education. We got 5% raise for the teachers this year, but they had to wait 6 years before they got anything. So the teachers need to be paid more. We're like ninth in the country in terms of per capita income. We're a very wealthy state, yet about 40th or something like that in terms of spending for public education. So we need to do better in terms of public education. The tuition continues to go up and up and up. I've been fighting that battle for a long time. We need to have more funding, really, for higher education in order to keep the tuition down. When it comes to the environment, we need to push solar energy more. It's not only is it environmentally better with climate change and all that, but solar energy creates more jobs and the price continues to go down. So we need to promote clean energy, including solar energy. These are just some of the things I want to do.
Nelson has a different take on which issues need to be addressed for our area.
The red flag law, transportation, specifically Southwest Virginia. Interstate 73 started in 92. North Carolina's built 99.5 miles of it. We've replaced future 73 signs at least once due to rust. We have more in common with Greensboro, Winston, and Raleigh than we do with Richmond. So the business climate in Southwest Virginia is my priority. We're losing jobs, but if you build a road, they will come. We need to improve 73. You could do it for under $200 million. Fix the 1945-mile-an-hour curves. Fix the last 4 miles going into Carolina, build a third lane between here and Rocky Mount, and we're done. And then declare a state of emergency for Roanoke Valley. Anytime there's a wreck on 81, not only does it stifle commerce in downtown Salem, but it keeps the fire EMS, fire trucks, to get to their destination or emergency call, plus the students. When they're on the school buses, they're stuck in traffic for 2 or 3 hours, and there's no sense we haven't fixed 132 to 150 18 miles.